Could the widespread acceptance of same-sex marriage precipitate the fall of Western civilization? Now, to some, that may sound like an outlandish notion, but our next guest thinks it's very possible. His name is Matt Staver. He's the founder and director of Liberty Council, doing a lot of great work fighting for the rights of Christians in the courts of America and in the court of public opinion. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Sure. Now, let's start with this idea that same-sex marriage and its widespread acceptance, especially in the law, could spell some bad things for the future.
Well, the reason is because it is a reordering of God's natural created order. Obviously, you can't reorder gravity any more than you can reorder marriage. You can think you can by calling it another name, but at the end of the day, it's still the same. There are consequences to trying to do that. There are consequences to fooling yourself that you can do away with the laws of gravity. If you jump off a cliff, no matter what you name it, you're still going to have the consequence. If you try to do this with God's natural created order of male and female, husbands and wives, moms and dads, the very first cell of government, the very first foundation of government, there are consequences. The consequences, obviously, are immediately to the children. Children do best when they're raised in a home with mom and dad, male and female. Gender makes a difference in the well-being of children, no question about it. Also, it has a consequence to marriage itself. We've seen in the Netherlands, where in the 2000 timeframe, they adopted a same-sex civil union kind of program, and now people stop getting married because it limits and belittles, essentially, marriage. It's no longer important and special. And then finally, there is a direct assault on religious freedom. You can't coexist with religious freedom and same-sex marriage. The two just will not coexist. Not because Christians are intolerant, but because the agenda wants to silence any opposition using the force of the law.
All right, but let's go back to the Netherlands just for a quick example. And by the way, it's my understanding that after they did implement so-called marriage for same-sex couples, that the average, quote-unquote, marriage in such a case only lasted about 1.5 years. So that's actually a higher divorce rate than we're seeing in some other places of the West involving heterosexual marriage.
And there's no question about that, especially male-male. Male-male relationships are notoriously what they call open relationships. So you might have a relationship to a certain male if you're a male, but you also have sexual relations with other males as well. Obviously, that doesn't last very long. That doesn't work. So they're going to be notoriously short-lived. And even in women, they're short-lived. What you're going to see is not only very short-lived marriages, but a different concept of what marriage is about. It's really not about a lifelong commitment. It's about getting benefits. And for the homosexual organizations and people, it's about actually elevating their behavior to not only an acceptable standard, but to a standard where everyone has to comply with it and affirm it.
Well, I could see what you mean about the point about religious liberty, that it's sort of like a zero-sum game. In fact, I think one of Obama's appointees actually used that very phrase and said that essentially homosexual rights should win out over religious rights. Of course, that's not why America was founded, but that's another story.
Yes, that's right. In fact, you know, Kai Feldblum, who's on the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, put that's there by the President Obama, said it's a zero-sum game and actually gave an illustration that if there's a collision between homosexual rights and freedom of religion, which one wins? You would think the First Amendment, recognizing and affirming freedom of religion. No, she says homosexual rights will trump freedom of religion. So that's what we've seen. We've seen it, for example, played out with whether you're a wedding photographer or a baker, or particularly in Massachusetts, where same-sex marriage came into be there in 2004, Catholic Charities was forced to stop doing adoptions because they had to put children in homes with same-sex households, and that was a collision with and conflict with their sincerely held religious beliefs. They couldn't do it, and they ceased.
All right, now the other side is claiming, well, this is all being done in the name of equality. That's the bottom line. And in fact, I've been seeing all these emails from Equality of Florida. You're in Florida, in Orlando. Usually you are. I'm in Florida. This radio station is based in Florida. And here are the voters of Florida voted in 2008 to amend the Constitution of Florida to say that marriage shall be defined as being between one man and one woman. And now that vote is being threatened in court case after court case, including Broward County, right here from, again, from which this radio station emanates. I thought it was we the people, but now I guess it's we the courts.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem. I was before both of those judges, the one down in Miami and one in the Florida Keys.
Yes.
Both of those judges were activists. It was very obvious from the very beginning which way they were going to go. Both of them did not follow simple, basic Florida civil procedure. I mean, just basic stuff. And then both of them seemed to not be fully cognizant of what the laws and precedent were. So you have two judges that, on their own, write a decision saying that the Florida marriage amendment is unconstitutional. I think that is absolutely absurd. I think what's on trial is not marriage. What's on trial is the judiciary. I think this issue will weaken the judiciary. I think it will weaken the judiciary because the judiciary's only authority is in the confidence of the people.
Hmm.
It has no separate enforcement capability. That's done by the executive. It can't pick up a new law and try to create it to remedy a problem. That's done by the legislative. It is a branch that interprets. And if what it interprets is not enforced by the executive, it has no power at all. It really has power, as Justice O'Connor said in 1992 in the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision, that the only power that they have is in the confidence of the people. I think, frankly, people will lose and are losing confidence in the judiciary when they write these outlandish decisions like a judge did in Pennsylvania and a judge did in Kentucky. One of them said that it's time to throw this marriage between a man and woman into the trash bin of history.
Wow.
I mean, that is astounding.
Yeah.
Somebody would say something like that.
Huh. Okay, but what about the fundamental question here where the other side is saying, no, this is all about equality. That's what this is about. You can have your heterosexual marriage, but we just want our homosexual marriage.
Well, it's not about equality. If you're comparing oranges to oranges, you can have different kinds of oranges and grades of oranges or eggs with eggs. But to compare apples with oranges, it's not the same thing. To say that this is about equality, well, they are free to marry just like anyone else. No one asked for your sexual behavior or preferences before getting married. But marriage, by its very instance, by its very creation, is the union, objectively so. You don't have to debate this. It's not based on religion for certain, and it's certainly not based upon government or some political powerhouse. It's based upon observing the natural created order of male and female. They are made for one another in a way that two men obviously are not and two women are not. So marriage is that union, and from that union comes procreation, another human being also created in the image of God, from which you cannot have that happen within two men or two women within that marital or within that relationship. So this obviously is not about equality. It's about you can have equality in terms of entering into marriage, but same-sex marriage is not marriage. And in fact, their arguments for so-called equality have no parameters. If you took that to the logical extension of their arguments, then all marriage laws restrictions are unconstitutional. That means that a father can marry his daughter, a mother can marry her son, brothers and sisters can marry. You can marry at whatever age you want to. Moreover, you can marry however many people you want to. You can have two wives living separately in different states, or you can have two wives in the same state and have it under polygamy. There's no difference. You can have polyamory. You could have group marriage. So you have multiple women, multiple men. You'd have one man with multiple wives or one woman with multiple husbands. I mean, there's no
end
logic
yeah.
and end to that result of that argument that they have.
So is your point that this could be the beginning of the end of Western civilization, that anarchy will result from the acceptance of same-sex marriage?
I think not only anarchy will result, but we will damage our culture in a way that is irreparable. It will have a direct damaging effect on children. We already see this in, for example, some peer-reviewed studies out of the University of Texas with regards to the children, how they fare in these outcomes. You know, we know about the fatherless syndrome. we know that when you remove father from the household, young boys are more likely to get in trouble.
Yes.
Not every young boy who doesn't have a father gets in trouble, but every young boy who is in trouble likely doesn't have a father. When I say in trouble, I'm talking about incarceration. I'm talking about committed into jail or prison for some violent offense. The common denominator is no father. You don't solve that problem by having a single mom.
Yeah.
You don't solve the problem by having two moms. You don't solve the problem by having three moms. Maleness makes a difference in that household for that young boy. And you can go on and on for every other area. So it will not only hurt our children, it will indoctrinate them into sexual immorality in our schools. They will be indoctrinated in a sexual immorality that not only hurts them, but hurts our society, but it also has a spiritual component, as Ephesians chapter 5 says. You know, marriage has three components. Unitive, from Genesis, the two become one, and Jesus repeats that. Procreative, from Genesis and other parts, where you actually procreate another human being of the highest created order in the image of God. And three, spiritual, as in Ephesians 5, a relationship between one another that's really helps us to understand the relationship between Christ and his church. Huh. It has a significant spiritual impact. It will certainly have an impact on freedom of religion and freedom of expression. It literally is the beginning of the end of Western civilization. No civilization in history, none, adopted same-sex marriage. As liberal as the Greeks were with regards to their sexuality, they did not adopt same-sex marriage. Think about it. For the first time in world history, we're only 14 years into this worldwide with the Netherlands adopting a same-sex union, and 10 years into this experiment with Massachusetts being the first state to adopt same-sex marriage. 14 years worldwide, 10 years for America, out of all world history. This literally is the writing of the beginning of the end of Western civilization. It's that serious.
Well, you know, it's interesting as far as the Netherlands is concerned. They should be watching over their shoulders because, frankly, radical Islam is poised to take over. There are probably more people, I think this is a certainty, in fact, going to the mosque, let's say in the example of Holland, on a given Friday, than there are people going to church on a given Sunday. In the Netherlands. And so this is very scary because eventually if the country falls to radical Islam, you know, then, hey, some of the first people that they'll behead are homosexuals. I mean, this is just incredible how liberals don't understand the threat of radical Islam and don't realize, hey, you guys are greasing the skids towards such a takeover. Seriously.
Yeah, no question about it. And in fact, it actually gives radical Islam or even moderate Islam a reason to not like us because we're doing something that not only Islam and Judaism and Christianity and frankly, even apart from religion, all societies through history have understood, and that is marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And that's very immoral to Muslims. So it gives them another reason to hate us. And, you know, in this situation here, when we're thinking about going into this, I'm not saying thinking about it, but when we have advocates saying that we need to go down this road, you know, what we're seeing in the Netherlands is what we'll see here, not only with what you're saying there, but also with the economy. You know, when you start to destabilize, the best way to make a family poor is divorce. The best way to ultimately hurt the family is with this kind of situation, both morally, behaviorally and otherwise, but also through these unions that just simply don't last anymore. Not only don't last, but people don't get married. I have a friend who was on the board of Liberty Council at the time. He and his son were doing some business in the Netherlands. His son said, "Dad, why do we see so many women pushing baby carriages or with small children? But we just don't see the men. We never see the men with the women and the children." Well, he asked a profound question, and the answer is because the men are not committing themselves to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They're committing themselves to having sexual relations with women, but they're not taking the responsibility of parenthood and fatherhood. Why? Because what we saw is two different trends happening in the Netherlands. One, government came in and started giving assistance to people who had children. Therefore, you didn't need the extra income earner, so marriage started to get a little shaky.
We're almost out of time.
Same-sex unions came in, and that even accelerated it to a greater degree.
All right, and I assume for more information, look up LC, standing for libertycouncil.org. Matt Staver, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for keeping up with the great work.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. God bless.